This time next year, football fans here in France should be cheering on the women's team at the World Women's Football Cup, which will be held for the first time here in France. There's growing interest in women's football, spurred on by steadily improving media coverage. In early June, more than 3 million people watched France's top women's team, Olympique Lyonnais, or OL as it's known, win the European Women's Champions League in Kiev.
It's all over! Olympique Lyonnais are queens of Europe again!
15-year-old Lena was drawn into football after watching the Euro 17 women's tournament.
I didn't used to watch much football, only when my dad watched matches on TV. But during the Euro 17 women's tournament, I watched all the matches. I realized women's football existed too. It made me want to enroll in a club for girls.
Lena joined the athletic club in Paris's 15th district less than a year ago and now trains three times a week. She's one of 120,000 girls and women enrolled in official French football clubs.
Some players have been here a long time and they're well known in the club. But there are lots of different levels. What's good is that we cooperate, help everyone, even the weakest ones, to play the best game possible.
There are mixed teams for her age group, but after a bad experience playing basketball, Lena opted for an all-girls team.
What turned me off basketball was the fact that it's mixed and I had a coach who was a bit sexist. So I turned to football and thought it was better to be in an all-girls team from the start and have no problems with sexism.
The French Football Federation is doing a lot to promote women's football, including tackling sexism. For a start, the national women's team has its first ever female manager, Corinne Diac, and 40% of FFF staff are women. Women's football has come a long way in the last 50 years.
Some renowned journalists still thought we were a bit of a joke.
That's Ghislaine Royer-Seuf, or Gigi, as she's known. She's one of France's first top female players. She was famously interviewed by a sports journalist in 1974 on French public radio when she was captain of Reims.
Vous arrive-t-il parfois d'avoir des vapeurs, des vertiges?
Do you sometimes have dizzy spells, he asks her?
No.
Êtes-vous frivole?
Are you frivolous?
Non.
Vous faites-vous teindre les cheveux?
Do you dye your hair?
Pas du tout.
Never.
Dites-vous du mal de vos meilleurs amis?
Do you criticize your best friends?
Non.
Passez-vous des heures au téléphone?
Do you spend hours on the phone?
Parfois, oui.
Sometimes, yes.
Bah, vous aimez le foot?
Il y a beaucoup de pays où les filles jouent au foot.
On va faire un match de foot féminin.
T'es comique, toi, hein?
The story of those early years and Gigi's role in developing women's football was recently brought to the screen in the film Comme des garçons, Like the Boys.
Ce sera vous le coach?
C'est moi qu'il faudra écouter.
Part comedy, part social commentary. It looks at the birth, or should I say rebirth, of women's football in France. I say rebirth because France's first team was created in 1919, just after World War I. But women's football fizzled out in the 1930s. It resurfaced in the late 60s, and Gigi was part of that. Watching a training session in Reims, where the French women's team now trains, she told RFI how her adventure began.
Oh, bah c'est du vieux, ça. C'était en juillet 68.
It was July 68. I saw a small ad in the local paper. They were looking for a girl footballer to play in a gala match for their annual tournament. I signed up, and that was it. There were about 20 of us.
Une vingtaine de filles à bien vouloir venir.
Nous battrons jusqu'au bout pour jouer au football comme les garçons.
C'est une déclaration de guerre.
Ça m'intéressait énormément.
I loved football because I was one of five children and my three older brothers played football. I began by picking up the balls. I practiced, got better, and then they let me join the team. The first match was against a team from Alsace. We won 3-1, and then the next day we won 2-1. I was 15 and a half.
J'avais 15 ans et demi.
In the beginning, the paper had in mind just those two matches, but the girls demanded more. In 1969, they travelled to Czechoslovakia, England, the USA, Canada, Mexico and Indonesia. It was all very unofficial. But finally, in April 1970, the French Football Federation woke up and let the girls in.
Personne ne nous reconnaissait. Bon,
we had no recognition. We were in a bit of a dead end. And then, when they saw that girls were prepared to create their own federation, they realized good footballers were going to slip through their hands. So they allowed us to join the federation.
Slowly but surely, women's football grew. And in 1974, the Women's Football Championships were launched. And 12 clubs now compete. Watching the French team train at Reims Stadium, where she used to be captain, Gigi says she's thrilled to see how much easier it is now for girls to move up in football.
I get
goosebumps just watching them. It's great for them to be able to make strides in a sport we loved so much. And they've got recognition now. We had a long, hard slog with a lot of setbacks. I'm nearly 65 now, but so long as I can give them a little something, I'll carry on.
La concentration dans le regard de Martens.
Martens, c'est tendu.
Marinette Pichon is another former top footballer who moved from the shadows to the spotlight. She now works as a football commentator on French TV, and she scored a record 81 goals in 112 matches. Her story began in the early 80s in a very small town in the south of France.
I was five. I was out walking with my mom in Brienne-le-Château, and I heard kids shouting, laughing, kicking a ball. I asked her if we could go and see what was happening inside. She agreed, and when the youth leader saw me, he said, "Come in. Do you want to play?" I blurted out, "I can't. I'm a girl." He laughed and handed me a football shirt.
Les filles. In 2001, Pichon was the first French woman footballer to be successful in the United States and was crowned champion of France in 2006.
I've had experience of both professional and amateur football, and naturally I want to see the market for women's football grow so we can move towards being really professional and being considered high-level athletes.
There still isn't equality between men and women teams, even within the same club. Take Paris Saint-Germain, for example.
We can probably work on that mentality. I mean, why should a sport bring in less revenue or be less desirable or be accorded less space when women are playing it? The heads of PSG have to answer to that. But in any case, mentalities need to evolve, and I'd like the financial side to be better regulated, so it takes into account the fact that careers can end from one day to the next. We need to anticipate career reconversion so players don't end up on the street and carry on building up structures and raising awareness so that parents can contribute to this growing trend for women's football.
In 2011, the FFF introduced a plan to get more women into football at every level, and it seems to be bearing fruit. Out of a total of 2.2 million license holders, some 120,000 are female, and the target is to reach 200,000 by 2020. The woman in charge of making that happen is former top footballer Brigitte Henriquez, now vice president of the FFF. She says huge progress has been made.
We've really worked at a grassroots level to increase the number of female players, and we've gone from 50,000 to 120,000. The more young players you have, the more talent you have. The next phase is to create teams. We're short of teams, but not clubs. Half of the clubs, that's to say 8,000, are open to girls, but there are only 6,000 teams. It isn't enough, and it doesn't allow all the young girls of all ages to play every weekend. So that's the next stage, but we have made huge steps.
Still, very few women in France live off football. There are just three professional clubs: Lyon, Paris Saint-Germain, and Montpellier. Eugénie Le Sommet plays for Lyon, the team that's topped the French championships for years.
We're lucky to all be professionals in Lyon. It means we can train every day, earn a living, and live from what we love doing. There are sacrifices, but I can hardly complain if I manage to make a living doing something I love.
But the wage discrepancy is huge. An average salary for the best paid is €4,000 a month, and for the others, around €2,000. According to the French Observatory for Inequalities, women footballers earn 96% less than their male counterparts. Camille Abili, another top player with Lyon, says you have to be realistic.
There's no equality, but you have to be realistic in terms of sponsors and the media. Football is the most popular sport in the world, and there's a kind of infatuation with men's football. We don't know what we'll do after football, but we can make a living from it for now, and that's something.
Camille Abili hung up her boots at the end of May after the final of the Champions League, but hopefully Eugénie Le Sommet will shine on the French team at the FIFA Women's World Cup next year. The slogan is "The moment to shine." For France, for sure, but above all, for its women. Additional reporting today was from RFI's Eric Chorin. From me, Alison Hurd. Bye for now.